Okay, be careful. These steps are kind of narrow, but don't worry, I've got you. Just a few more steps. Do you know where we are yet? Think you have an idea? Well, let's see if you're right. Let me get this blindfold off. Yep, you were right. It's the rooftop where we first kissed. I wanted to do something special for our 6-month anniversary. Especially since you were going to be in town for it. Oh no, that's not all, my love. Voila! Here is to the best night of my life, and many more. I love you. That's damn good bubbly, if I do say so myself. And I'm not much of a champagne lover. No, you're right. This isn't technically champagne, snobby smartass. You look like you have something on your mind. What's up? You're just happy? Me too. Honestly, I can't remember ever being this happy. You know, I used to feel nervous when I started to feel this way. I mean, after I met you. It's kind of silly, I guess, but I was afraid that it was, like, too good to be true or something. Like, no one really feels this way, so it must be a passing thing, right? Just a lot of initial excitement that I was afraid would fade. But it never faded. If anything, it's just gotten stronger, and I never want to stop feeling it. What a beautiful night, huh? We honestly couldn't have asked for better weather or a better view. Well, I was actually referring to you. God, I love how you still get shy around me. You're so fucking adorable. Come here. You are so beautiful. No, don't shake your head. You are. Seeing you standing here in the glow of the sunset, the light breeze in your hair, your eyes are sparkling just a bit from More of the non-champagne. And that giggle. It's the absolute best. I would like to make it my goal in life to make you giggle every day. I'm being serious. Because not only is your laugh the cutest damn thing, oh, your smile is so sweet. It gives me little butterflies when you smile at me. I am not even kidding. Maybe it is corny, but hey, this is what love has done to me. So, really, I blame you. That's right. You've turned me into a damn sap. You love me anyway? Oh, thanks. Come here, you brat. Wait. Stop. Remember last time we were here? How I said I'd kiss you 1,000 times if you wanted me to? Do you want to relive my favorite day? Oh. So now you're coy, huh? You weren't so coy that night, little miss. Come here, you. You are still the best damn kisser. You know the drill by now, babe. Your lips, they're merely the appetizer to your delicious fucking swear I will never get tired of your moans. So sexy. And I see you wore a little cut dress. It's almost like you knew I'd want to kiss your chest. It was too chilly to kiss your arms last time. But not today. And the other one, please. I think I need to kneel down to get the right angle. I know we've only known each other for 6 months, and that doesn't seem like a long time. But I can't imagine spending my life with anyone else. You are the loveliest, quirkiest person I've ever known. I love that you love 80s music and sing it, no, wail it in the shower every morning. I love that you talk to the dog when you think no one's looking, like, have full-on conversations with him. I love that you have a stack of books on your nightstand, but you read Far Side comics before bed. honestly, I love everything about you. And I want to learn all about your crazy quirks. Will you marry me? What are you doing? You don't have to kneel down too. Is that a yes? That's so great, babe. I know. I wanted to be smooth, but that ain't me, as you well know. Honestly, I was a little terrified. We can get the ring size tomorrow, okay? You better stand up or your poor knees are gonna be sore. There. Oh well, I was thinking, I didn't get to kiss your legs last time either. Maybe I should just stay down here and make sure your legs get the love they deserve. Don't worry, babe. No one's gonna see us. I paid the building owner. We have the roof to ourselves for a few hours. Well, who gives a fuck if the people in the other buildings can see us? You just said you'd marry me. I want everyone to know how much I fucking love you. Let me just kiss your luscious thigh. And your precious knee. This sweet calf. And I could just get to this lovely ankle down here. Oh, and let's not forget the other lovely ankle. Up to your other sweet, sweet calf. And your other precious knee. And your other precious, luscious, delicious thigh. And maybe farther up your thigh. Your gorgeous, delectable inner thigh, to your sweet fucking pussy. Oh fuck, I love it when you wear those lacy undies. You know me, huh? So you knew I'd be on my knees eventually. You are so fucking sexy, you know that? I'm not gonna remove these panties. They're too fucking hot. Let me just kiss through them. Oh, Jesus. I can feel how wet you are through your panties, babe. Fuck, that's so hot. Here, just lean back against the wall. Just put this leg over my shoulder. Yeah, it's okay, don't worry. Okay, I'm just gonna move these to the side. Fuck, babe. I love how excited you get for me. I fucking love your pussy. so let me take care of you. God, you taste so goddamn good. Fuck. I love hearing your moans. Faster. Okay. Oh. Is that it? Don't worry, babe. Just let yourself go. Oh. That's right. Go. Fuck it. Fucking come all over my fingers. Duck. That's it. Oh, good girl. Good fucking girl. Do it. You can do it. Just let yourself go. That was fucking hot. Okay, let me stand up, or attempt to stand up. Probably should have invested in some knee pads. Oh, no, baby girl. Don't you feel bad at all. That was fucking worth it. God, I fucking love you so. So fucking much. I can't believe you're gonna marry me. Would you like some more non-champagne? Here you go, sweetie. To many more years of kissing the love of my life.